Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Yeah. Where is he? Where is he?
Back in town.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you, back home, back where I belong in the middle of the morning. How we doing, overnight family? 202, I got you for another 3 hours until 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Fleegs here too. We got Marco on the updates. It's a reunion. 888-808-1019, that's the number to call. We'll get to the Mets and McLean and how seasoned he looked, and how you could argue this was the best start of his young career and the Mets offense. But we got to start with the gauntlet. The gauntlet. Since I've been doing this, I love how we just clutch onto words. And right now, there is a gauntlet of 12 games for the New York Yankees. A 12-game gauntlet that will prove who they are and everything about them and whether or not we should cheer for them come postseason time and all the other nonsense that goes with it. But there is no doubt. You can sense it if you're a Yankee fan. You can feel it. The start of this game out in Houston, a place where, as of late, they've won a lot of games. This was their eighth in a row last night. But a place that reminds us of a team that owns them in the postseason for the last decade. At the beginning of this gauntlet of 12 games against playoff teams that the Yankees haven't played well against, and they come out, and immediately you are terrified for your life. Immediately, Max Fried has a four-pitch walk, and then there is a ground ball to shortstop, and Anthony Volpe bobbles a ball and ruins an opportunity to get a double play, and you felt it. And I felt it, and I was concerned the Yankees would have felt it, that here we go. Walk, double play blown. Here comes Altuve, who owns the New York Yankees, and this is going to be the beginning of a miserable start to this gauntlet. And instead, from that moment on, the next pitch to Altuve is a curveball that he gets underneath, and from that moment on, the Yankees were the better team. The Yankees were the team that didn't do the stupid things. The Yankees had the ace on the mound in Max Fried. The Yankees hit their home runs from Jazz Chisholm. Hit their home runs from Trent Grisham. The offense came to life. They battled. They made great defensive plays. Whether it's even... You got to give him credit. Anthony Volpe, not saying any of them were spectacular, but he made every single play. We saw plays made at first base. We saw Ryan McMahon, who has to come into this game after Caballero's thrown out for no freaking reason. We'll get into that as well at 888-808-1019. He makes a diving stop. And more than that, the Astros, who are now a full game and a half behind, who the Yankees have now stepped into this building and won 8 consecutive games over the last 2 years, made some of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen. As Max Fried was in trouble in the third inning. You get the 2-run home run from Jazz to give you the lead, and you got to give it to Jazz too. Before we even get into the Max Fried, Jazz has been out there publicly. Last year, when he was just a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, brand-new New York Yankee, talking about World Series, talking about everything else, now he's leading into this stretch, the gauntlet that everybody's putting so much pressure on and putting so much weight on these games, not only to win these games and help you in the standings and win the division, but to tell you who you really are and whether or not they deserve our respect and whether or not, as a fan base, we should care about them come postseason time is all hung up in whether or not they play well in these 12 games. And he leads into it talking about we're a super team. He leads into it talking about how they're winning the division and they're going back to the World Series. And Jazz, after being that kind of cocky, steps up and hits a big big two-run bomb off of Valdez on a sinker that he was looking for that entire at-bat. He just missed it the pitch before. Then he hits a bomb to give them a 2-0 lead. And Jazz has been incredible. We'll get into the Jazz season. We'll get into the Trent Grisham season. But that home run, off of all the talk that came out of Jazz's mouth after the last couple of days as they were beating up on the White Sox and they were beating up on the Nationals and no one gave a damn, other than the New York Yankees apparently, for him to run his mouth and then have that game, that's what you're looking for. You want to look for things that mean something for postseason. You want to look for things that have significant meaning. How about guys who back up their talk with big-time games? And then you get to Max Fried, who clearly has been much better over his last three games, who has returned back to the ace of this staff, which is, I mean, forget everything else, right? We know the offense is, I don't know, boom or bust is probably too much, but we know how dynamic they can be. We've seen how many times they've scored big runs. They lead the American League in runs scored. They lead the American League in run differential. They're a bully offense. We know they hit home runs. You got Stanton in the lineup. You got Judge in the lineup. You got Jazz, Grisham. You got Bellinger. All these guys have been producing over the last 2 weeks. You know what the offense is. There are still nights where they're capable of being shut down, and I fully expect that to happen somewhere along these 12 games. The gauntlet. But we know what the offense is, and we expect the offense to be pretty damn good. But this pitching staff has really started to turn it on over the last 2 weeks, and that starts with the ace, Max Fried, returning back to form. And over his last three starts, including now the Astros, the first start of this three-game stretch started with the Boston Red Sox, where he didn't give up a run in that game and went seven. He's getting deeper into games. He plays his position defensively excellent like he did in this game. And he goes through this lineup for seven innings, and every time he got into a big jam, and we're going to talk about the gauntlet and how important it is to play well, the Astros did some of the dumbest things I've ever seen in this game. In the third inning, he's in trouble, Max Fried. He loses it. He's got no grip. He's throwing balls to the backstop. He walks the eight hitter. Then on the first pitch, he hits the nine hitter in the back in Salazar. And they're set up with two on, nobody out, to the top of the order. And Pena, who's arguably one of their better hitters, who's got a 300 batting average, who's got a 900 OPS, and he decides to lay down a bunt in the third inning. If the Yankees did that, I'd be apoplectic. That's what's good about this game. You get the bunt there. He makes the out at third. They play it perfectly. They get out of that inning. No harm, no foul. You get the same thing later in the game in the sixth. In the seventh, rather, where he's on the ropes again with Smith and Dubon getting on base, and then they lay down another bunt with Salazar. Like, the Astros did two of the dumbest small ball things I've ever seen. We'll get more into each one and how crazy they are on their own. But to start this gauntlet, it was nice to see the Yankees go into this building, which, again, they have had some wins here. They've won eight in a row here over the last 2 years. And it's really more about the division. Let's be honest. I heard Evan talking about this. It's totally true. The broadcast was talking about it. They played one series against the Astros. They lost 2 out of 3. They've played one series against Detroit a million years ago. They lost 2 out of 3. The reason the record against these teams they're about to go through this gauntlet is so awful is because they have been dominated by the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. That's really where the terrible record comes from. They lost 8 in a row against the Red Sox. But to go into this building, which I don't know about you, despite the 8 wins, the minute I see the lighting, the different kind of camera angle where you're over the left side of the pitcher instead of the right side of the pitcher, the stupid Crawford boxes, that stupid uniform, everything about this building reminds me of how the Houston Astros own the New York Yankees. I don't care what the last 8 games of the regular season says. We know when Astros play Yankees in big games, there is foot to ass. And to have the first two things we see in the game for the New York Yankees to be a 4-pitch walk and a bobble double play from Anthony Volpe. And from that moment on, to be the better team, to be the sounder team, to be the team that made the plays, to be the team that didn't do the stupid thing and ruin rallies, to be the team that comes through with the bases loaded and Trent Grisham in the Grand Slam, to be the team who started this 12-game gauntlet playing good, clean, crisp baseball where their ace went seven innings. They hit the home runs that they need to hit. They're able to go to Blackburn for the last two innings of this game, and the New York Yankees have a clean, crisp start to what is going to be a huge 12 games. And not, we went into this yesterday. I don't have to go over it. I don't care about proving anything to the Astros. I don't think there's anything to prove. The Yankees have now won eight straight games in this building. Does that mean they're going to walk into a postseason series and win here? It doesn't mean that at all. Beating the Toronto Blue Jays, beating the Boston Red Sox in these series, that doesn't make me overly confident about how this team will perform in the postseason. It just doesn't. But these games are important because they're playing good quality teams that are tough to beat. And they are literally chasing down now a division that they are three games behind when you include the tiebreaker that the Toronto Blue Jays hold over the New York Yankees. They are virtually tied with the Boston Red Sox. And now, thank you to the New York Mets, and we'll get to them in a second, as they're beating the Tigers. They are literally one game in the loss column out from being the number one seed in the American League. The number one seed. Having as productive a regular season as you can have. They are one game out in the loss column of having as good a regular season in the American League as they could have possibly had. Sure, you could have more wins, but ultimately, all you can do is be the one seed. They're one game back of that. And with all the Aaron Boone in North Carolina watching the Tar Heels and whether or not this team is going to show up for one night, and it's one of 12, not only did the New York Yankees play their game, but they were the team who didn't make the mistakes. They were the team that didn't do the stupid thing. They were the team that made all the plays. You saw big-time plays in this game. Big-time plays from Max Fried, who fields his position brilliantly. That bunt in the seventh inning, I still don't understand what they're thinking. They've got first and second, nobody out in the seventh. They're down five runs. And I know Salazar's a lefty. And, you know, you're trying to do something productive, but to bunt it up in the air and then have the double play, like, thank you. The Astros were giving the Yankees this game, and the Yankees took it. And that's what feels good about it. It wasn't just that they won. It was that this is the kind of game that the Yankees need to play to win. You got to have your ace on the mound, go seven, one-run baseball. When you have runners on and you have the big moment, you have to come through with the big hit. We all know, I think it's overblown, how much they are dependent on the home run, but they need to hit home runs. That's the kind of offense they are. That's the team they are. The idea that postseason home runs disappear is the biggest myth perpetrated by Yankee fans in the history of baseball. The home runs need to be there. They were. They played solid defense. They made every single play outside of the first play to Anthony Volpe. And they were the team who played the smart, clean, crisp baseball. That was as good a start to this 12-game run as you could possibly have for the New York Yankees. It's as good as you can possibly have. Now, tomorrow, Will Warren on the mound has not pitched well on the road. It could be a different story real quick. By no means are we saying that this is just an excellent start to a time period and a 12-game set that there's no way around it, whether what I think about it or what anybody else thinks about it. There is immense pressure on these next 12 games against good quality teams because whatever you think, you don't want to fall behind. You're chasing the Astros for possibly a division record and a possible bye. You're chasing the Boston Red Sox who won against Cleveland last night. You're chasing the Toronto Blue Jays who won against the Cincinnati Reds last night. You need these games right now. Not to prove anything, but to win the damn division. And that is right there for the Yankees, despite the ups and downs of this roller coaster of a season. And last night, we'll get into all the different elements. Caballero getting thrown out. The bunts, the ridiculous bunts from the Houston Astros. Valdez and whether or not he intentionally threw a fastball right at his pitcher's gut, right at his catcher's gut. I don't know. How terrible the umpire was. There's a lot to this game, but the bottom line is This is an important 12-game stretch for the New York Yankees. They know it. We know it. It got off to a dubious start with the first two plays, and then from that moment on, they played Yankee baseball. They didn't kick it around. They didn't make any mistakes. Even Stanton plays a ball off the wall fairly good and holds Correa to a single instead of a double. They get the home runs. They put good at-bats. They score, you know, 6 runs off of one of the better left-handed pitchers in baseball. They get hits from left-handed on left-handed. The Grisham home run off Valdez. The Jazz home run off Valdez. Jazz's second home run is lefty on lefty. A lot of good things about this game. And hopefully it can spurn the Yankees onto a stretch where they play well over these 12 games because they need to. Because right now, the fraud Blue Jays are there for the taking. And we're seeing how the Detroit Tigers, who were far and away the best team in the American League, are falling back to the pack. This is the time to go grab a spot that would put the Yankees in the prime position to be yet again the team to beat in the American League. That is on the table. Despite everything we say about them, despite how frustrating they may be, how much we hate the manager, the forever, you know, nonsense and soap opera that is Anthony Volpe, everything else. They're another 11 games playing like this away from being the team to beat in the American League. It started last night. It's got to continue for another 2 weeks. 888-808-1019. So get to the ins and outs of that game because there's a lot of different things to talk about. But it starts with Max Fried. It starts with this offense. We'll get into Jazz Chisholm, who missed a month and is on pace to have a 30-30 season. Trent Grisham with another grand slam, his third of the season. He is having an unbelievable year. He is carrying this team. He's as clutch as anyone. Judge has 2 hits in this game after following up with a couple of home runs at the end of the Chicago series. Hopefully he's getting hot. And right now, a lot of things are lining up for this Yankee team. The bullpen was able to be off a day off, another day without having to be used. They should be locked and loaded for down the stretch of this 12-game gauntlet. Everything seems to be trending Yankees. And the scary thing is, whenever that happens, it tends to blow up in their face. Tonight was night one. They're going to have to continue this for the next 2 weeks. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Mets and their 12-5 win over the Detroit Tigers. The offense that just never stops. Juan Soto again. Pete Alonso with 2 home runs. And McClain, Nolan McClain, who in this game had nothing in the first 2 innings, was all over the place, was wild, gave up a couple of home runs, got a bad call against them, and then settled down against one of the better teams in the American League. Now, he's gotten a lot of run support, that's true, but still, his poise and his ability to start that game in the manner he did and then settle in, find the stuff he didn't have, work on his fastball. He didn't have his secondary stuff. He went with his fastball, found it, and then eventually became the dominant pitcher that he's been since he's put on a Met uniform. It was a really impressive start from a young kid that now the Mets feel like are completely relying on heading down the stretch of a season where they're looking to do the same thing the Yankees are.